Recording has started.
Thank you very much, Christine. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the NCSG XCOM meeting on Friday, 12th of May 2017 at 20 UTC. On the call today, we have John Carr, Monica Zalmurute, Robin Gross, Tapani Telvainen, and from staff, we have myself, Ryan Bakoshi. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for translation purposes. Thank you very much. Over to you, Tapani.
Thank you, Miriam. So our agenda today is basically new member applications. I think we have some pending applications as well. And then we'll take a look at member removal procedures. And if we have time, we can have a little talk about what we have on our plate in the before Joe Burke, but let's start with that. Does everybody have member applications open already? Looking at the individual with new status. Okay, nobody's complaining. If you want to hold, please say so, type in the chat. Otherwise, I'll start looking at the first one. Okay, the first new applicant is Gustavo Paiva from Brazil, who describes himself as an individual. His category is an individual was primarily concerned with public interest aspects of domain name policy, etc. No member of ICANN groups. An interest statement. As a law student, I focus my studies on internet law, which generates my interest in internet governance. In my university, UFRN in Brazil, I founded the Grupo de Estudos Dedicados a Internet, an internet-recognized research group focusing on the internet. And references Renata Aquino and Viviane Vinagre. Opinions on Gustavo Paiva? Robin voting yes. Joan, likewise. Monica? Yes. I vote yes as well. So we approved Gustavo Paiva. Okay, next. Hoda Berkerson from Morocco. Also a category of an individual interest concerned with the public interest aspects of domain and policy. And he's a member of the Middle East and Adjoining Countries Strategy Working Group. And he wrote his interest statement. I'm an e-learning engineer, IT professor at the university, ICANN fellow, and also an internet policy analyst of HIVA's foundation on IGMENA, a program that brings voice together from the Arab region in the internet governance. Presumably it's again being cut short. And lots of references, Khalid Kubar, Hanane Bojemi, Renata Beiro, Amal Zakastrim, Hayek Chaif, Aitza Yeridi, Hiba Etigani, and Zakil Sayed. And there's a LinkedIn page as well. Opinions on Hoda Belkacem? So, Monica and Robin voting yes for Hoda Belkacem and Joan as well, and I agree. So, again, approved pending consulate approval later, like noted for Gustavo Paiva as well. Yes, and I'll note that also we might keep making notes if we note further problems in the interface. I've been noting a few. I'll be forwarding these to Martin Petzl for work. He has fixed some of the issues we had last time, but not all of them. So just for now, we just look at the info there. Okay, next one we have is Bikram Shrestha from Nepal. And it's an individual who has registered domain names for personal or family use. He's a member of Aprilo, been actively involved in Aprilo, NPOC-related activities in ICANN, online, remote, and face-to-face meetings, also coordinating internet governance-related activities to organize national IGF event and other internet-related activities in Nepal, and referencing GC Kabir. Opinions. Looking at his web domain page, it at least works. But opinions on him. Yes, from Robin. Yes, from Monica. And yes, from Joan as well. And I agree, so again, approved pending consulate later. Next, we have Yusuf Abakar Tahir from Chad. Again, an individual primarily concerned with the public interest aspects of the domain name policy. And interest statement that nowadays we can't live without internet. We in Africa, and especially in Chad, internet is a luxury and what everyone can reach internet without difficulty. No references. No LinkedIn page either. So, opinions on Yusuf Abakar Tahir. I see yes from Robin, Monica. It's apparently a bit uncertain. I see Joan also thinks we should ask for more info, so that's what we'll do, I guess. Because basically we need to be unanimous if we want to approve anyone, so seems we agree that more information is needed. So, Mariam, please contact Yusuf Abakar Tahir and do something specifically what we want to ask. I guess we can do the usual, please explain what is actually is your interest in the domain name system. Or a reference like any kind of reference would be useful where he works. Yes, Monica, it is dark here as well, and I'm about to fall asleep, but let's try to cope with it. So, does anybody have any? Okay, so the usual question, but please explain in a bit more detail your interest, his non-commercial interests in the DNS policy. That's it? Or anybody want to add anything? Perhaps we should usually just add a question that any additional references would be useful, because the problem with people like is that we know nothing about them except their self-description, and that doesn't tell much. There's no web page, no LinkedIn page, no nothing. Although we must appreciate that in countries like Chad, it may be difficult to have any such connections. So, but anyway, let's ask him and see what he has to can explain. Okay, let's move on. Next one, also from Chad. Abakar Omar Masar, and he has ICANN connection ACIEDD, which I don't know what it means. Does somebody? Oh, it seems to be Association Internet ISOC chapter of Chad. Okay. And his description is in French. Is there somebody among us who could translate it on the direct immediately for us? Should I just lose? Because my French is non-existent. Dish out to Google Translate. Okay, Google Translate gives me, my interest in internet governance is to advocate for a better condition of using the internet in my country. I've already started to be the ambassador of youth IGF. I wanted to be a member of this structure for the simple reason which has been cut off. Okay, and again, no references, so anything like that. Chapter membership is some kind of reference. Opinions on Abakar Omar Masar? Anybody have any opinion? Hello. Robin voting yes. Monica yes. Joan? Yes, so I agree. So approved pending consulate approval later. I guess we consider that Chad ISOC chapter membership is sufficient in this case. Then we have someone from Benin, Yazid Akanho, however you pronounce that, again an individual primarily concerned with the public interest aspects of domain name policy. No, I can connection, no references, interest statement. I would like to understand and participate to internet governance by giving my opinion as an end user. I would like to participate to ICANN policies elaboration. Like to keep participate to keep internet for all, and there's a LinkedIn page in this case. He works for Benin Telecommunications. Let's see. But I see Robin voting yes. Joan, yes. Monica? Yes. And looking at his LinkedIn page, I agree. He looks good enough to me, so let's approve Yazid Akanho, again pending consulate later. Next we have Sarab Dubey, Dubey from India. Again, an individual internet user primarily concerned with the public interest aspects, but reference ISPCP. And I'm not quite sure what that means here. Internet service providers? That doesn't make sense. Anyway, his interest statement says that he's an ICANN 58 fellow as well as an associate with non-profit organization NICSI. Have great understanding about internet tools. I want to contribute for a society that serves non-commercial interests, non-profit services like education, consumer, whatever. But I'm a bit concerned with this as member of ISPC. If that is correct, then it seems to be a problem. Okay, given the description, I tend to agree with Robin that it's likely to be a mistake, but that's something we have to check. So, Mariam, please contact Sarab Dubey and make sure what this ISPCP membership means. If it's correct, then we can't have ISPC members as NCSG members, can we? Okay, moving on to the next one, who is Mohamed Slim Mustafa from Chad. Lots of applicants from Chad at this point. Again, individual internet user with primary concern with the public interest aspects of domain name policy. Referencing ISO Chad, at interest statement, my interest in internet governance is working together in bringing to control to the propriety from hackers, fight against cybercrime, and spread out the knowledge of good using of internet. Opinions on Mustafa? There's a LinkedIn page as well, in case you haven't noticed. Except it doesn't seem to work. I think our policy has basically been that whenever there is some information that does not work, like a web page or LinkedIn page or something that's broken, then we'll have to ask for correction for that. So let's ask what it actually is a LinkedIn page, because the one you gave doesn't work. Or if you don't have one, then explain your interest in more detail. Or actually, either way. So, put him in the list of people we need more information from. Next, Lua Fergus Oliveira da Cruz. It very much looked like a typo in the name. I can't see any Brazilian name beginning with double C. So that's something I want to check, but otherwise, Brazilian individual internet user with primary concern with public interest aspects, no member of ICANN groups, interest statement, I'm currently working in the youth SIG, an organization of Internet Society focused on making capacity building of youth around the voice of Internet governance, cybersecurity, and other issues related. So forth. And his references, Louise Marie Rell and Kathy Kleiman. Opinions on Lua. Yes, from Robin. Yes, from Joan. Monica. Yes, from Monica as well, and I agree. So, approved pending. Ponsulet's opinion, although I suggest we do ask if that name is spelled correctly, or just notify him that please check and let us know if there is extra C as it seems to be. Next is Fortun Costa from Albania. An individual with his own domain name for personal or family or non-commercial use. Entry statement. A short briefing, please. I would like to inform you that my educational background is in computer science, and also my professional background is as since 2007 working for Albanian government. And it's cut short. But he gives both website and LinkedIn page. Interestingly, the website he gives is Albanian Internet Governance Forum. So that's not exactly personal use. Is it sync? Yeah, I think Fujian looks a bit out of place. Shall we reject him outright or ask for more information? Okay, a single reject vote is enough, so that's what we'll do. I'll note that Albania is a country where it may be a bit unclear to people about of how, what exactly is the difference between non-commercial and government. And of course, phrase the rejection letter in such a way that, in case we have misunderstood, feel free to explain and reapply, but still, rejection. Okay, next one, Marilia Monteiro from Germany. An individual is primarily concerned with the public interest aspects. Interest statement says that I have been engaged in internet policy for the past years, especially when I acted as policy manager for the Brazilian Ministry of Justice's Consumer Office, managing public policies regarding consumer protection and new technologies and law enforcement. In references, Renata Aquino and Tatiana Tropina. Opinions on Marilia Monteiro. And she gives us that in the past she's been acting for Brazilian government. Doesn't say what she's doing now. name sounds Brazilian, but she's now living in Germany anyway. Robin's saying yes. I notice a little problem in our procedure that we do not check if the references they give are genuine. So we might ask Renata and Tatiana if they are really behind, but that has never been a problem in the past. So, and of course, if somebody gives false information, that will be a obvious grounds for removal after later. So, okay, I see all of you voting yes. I agree. Let's approve her pending Ponsalet's approval. And then we have operant duplicate, same application from twice, almost same, from Dina Sulberg-Jalkanen. The difference being that in the first one she lists Netherlands and the second one Finland as a country. And given the reference to Julf Helsingius, David, I presume she's a Finn living in the Netherlands. Jalkanen is a Finnish surname. But otherwise, the identical, saying that individual who's registered domain name for family and commercial use. Interest statement, I want to contribute to ICANN in a constructive way. I have studied computer science, networking, mathematics, and English at the University of Helsinki and worked as a programmer, university lecturer, and technical translator for FOSS project. FOSS meaning free and open source software. I see that Johan Helsingius, David Cake, and Renato Ribeiro can confirm my identity. There is a website. What does that look like? Doesn't seem to work. I don't know her, no. But let's see. I see that the domain is registered to her by the Whois data, but the website does not work well. Technically, a web domain does not need to exist as a website, so if it's for email only, that's fine. It's a rather somewhat interesting. And it does have an MX record, so it's indeed a case of a domain name that's not used as a website, but only for email. Okay, I see Robin voting yes. Anybody else on Jalkanen? John voting yes. Monica? Yes. And I agree that the description looks good enough to me. Voting yes, and will approve her pending Ponsalet later, and I guess we'll have to ask whether she prefers to be listed in the Netherlands or Finland. Next is Natasha Lamptey from Ghana, an individual who registered their own personal, non-family, or non-commercial domain name. Interest statement. I studied internet governance as part of requirements for a degree in internet law and policy. I've since been interested in policy development for information technology law in Africa and how Africa can reach the digital divide. Make contributions and reference to Dorothy Gordon. And she's got a domain name. Which does work. So what does Tasha Lamptey look to you? The website seems rather professional lawyer's page, though, but So, opinions on Natasha Lamptey? Are you all looking at the website? A lawyer? Well, we won't count that against you. We have lawyers in our midst anyway. But okay, Robin voting yes. Others? Robin, Joan, and Monica, everybody voting yes. Yeah, I'm just a little concerned that this website seems to be just a professional site rather than family or personal, but we have no problems in lawyers, and I see no reason to assume her interest in DNS would be related to her business. Otherwise, so agreed. Let's vote yes and approve her again, pending consulate. And the next one, Paola Perez from Venezuela, individual internet user, concerned with the public interest aspects of domain name policy. Interest statement, I have more than 4 years experience in IGF, IG, I've been IGF Internet Society Ambassador, participated in LAC IGF in 2015-2016, Colombian Internet Governance Forum, Venezuelan Internet Governance Forum, SSF 2015, and co-chair of EL. I hope we can get that fixed soon. And referencing Renata Aquino and gives LinkedIn page. Opinions on Paola Perez? Robin voting yes on Paola Perez. Monica, Joan. Monica voting yes. Joan yes. I agree, approve her pending consulate late. Next, Stratharam Pool from Mauritius. Do we have anybody else from Mauritius? No, I'm not sure. An individual internet user with primarily concerned public interest aspects. And interest statement, I'm interested with NCSG as I would like to get involved as an individual and not through my organization. Since I work for Afrinic, it is very difficult to get engaged with other groups. However, I'm not involved with the NRO, ASO, or AFRILO, where AFRIN, presumably ending where AFRINIC works. Opinions on Stratharam Pool? There are no references, no LinkedIn page. No website. So So Robin suggests we should ask for more interest, for more information about his, or is it her, actually, I'm not sure, non-commercial interest. I think we might want to specifically ask also the what his or her work in Afrinic is, so as to make sure that there's no double dip as in participating in ICANN work from that side. Okay, so another one asked for more info there. Then we have Timothy Tomo and Jobo, whose name I probably mispronounced horribly, from Cameroon, which is a different category, a rare one. I'm employed by or a member of a large non-commercial organization, and it's too complicated, or I lack the standing to get my organization joined on an organizational basis. No references. Let me see the interest statement is in French. Let's see. And it's rather brief. Freedom of navigation, but securing of personal data. I think we have to ask, at the very least, what is that large non-commercial organization is employed by? Okay, I see Robin writing exactly the same question there. So we ask him, what is that organization? Should we ask for more details, like also a bit the usual, please explain a bit more your non-commercial interest? Of course, if the organization is such that it makes it obvious, then that's fine, but still, we need to know that organization at the very least. And I recall that we already have a list of things to add in the membership application form, is that we should ask that whenever somebody selects this, but let's hope that will be done soon enough. Okay, next is Chancel Mbaran Kusu, something, again, probably horrible mispronunciation, from the Republic of the Congo. Individual internet user with primary concern with the public interest aspects, but also I'm employed by a large common desk. I'm sure what kind of, is there a technical error, because this should not be possible for both of these to happen. This must be, there must be a technical glitch in the membership application form for both of these to appear there at once. People are supposed to be in only one category of membership. Anyway, the interest statement, and again, it's a duplicate, but as far as I can tell, the entries are identical. And actually, that suggests my guess of this bug here, that he's applied twice with a different category and the system has merged them. We'll have to check that. The interest statement, in our day, the internet occupies a place of choice of our life. This affects my interest of its governance is learn more, contribute to its perpetual development, stability, transparency, efficient use, and popularization by thinking of different challenges. Integrating the group, which I presume he means by joining it, will allow me to learn more about the internet management and consolidation policies that are developed by the community, express my opinions, especially to contribute to the development of policies. And there's a LinkedIn page as well. So opinions on Chancel. Okay, so she's an Icon Fellow. Her LinkedIn page is in French. So she manages the Congo Internet Exchange Point, that much I can figure out from that. Okay, Robin thinks she's okay and votes yes. Joan, perhaps have her clarify how she's non-commercial. I want to clarify if you want to, if that perhaps, or not so, shall we ask clarification? Yes, and looking at that category, I think we have to assume that this second setting, that employed by a large non-commercial organization, is a mistake. There are some kind, because the organization she's working for is not non-commercial, but as an individual, she's still fine. Anyway, it seems you have, Robin and Joan agree that we should ask for clarification, so let's do that. And she was the last new applicant. Now if you scroll up and select the status to pending and see what we have, there you can see the ones we left pending last time. We should at least, let's see if we do. Yes, it seems we do. And again, a little thing not working with this form is that we don't see the replies there. We haven't a score for that. So I have to rely on Mariam to clarify if we have any replies. First, we have Adebunmi Akimbo from Nigeria. Mariam, did we ask for more details?
Yes, we did, but I haven't heard that from him. And I just wanted to also note that this is his second time he's applying. He's already a member of a furlough, so I'm not sure why he hasn't replied, but this is his second go at applying. Thank you.
Okay, well, if somebody does not reply to emails, then we really can't approve them, can we? Although it might be worth doing a little check if there's some problem with his email or something, but nonetheless, because he keeps trying and then keeps ignoring questions that suggest that maybe something's wrong, like maybe Nigerian mail provider is filtering out mails from ICANN or something equally silly. But I don't see what we can do about that, though. But we could try to contact him via LinkedIn. Actually, that's an option. Should we do that? Okay, Mariam, can you do that? You have a LinkedIn account, so you can send him connection question via LinkedIn.
Sure, Topani, I can. I just also wanted to note that the last he replied, the last time he replied, not for this one, he listed a few organizations he's part of. Well, the one that struck me was a member executive board of directors, Nigeria Internet Registration Association. So if he works for, or I don't know how that, well, that just stood out to me. I don't know if that information is helpful at all.
Yes, I know we haven't looked at organizational applicants because it's easier with this new form to go through the pending individuals first and then go organizational ones. So let's do it in this order form now. A few clicks less. But about Adebunmi, if we had already replied earlier and we did not find that reply adequate, so should we reject him at this point and let him come back to us? If he has replied before, it means that he is getting emails. Or what should we do? I think we, as a rule, we have rejected those who haven't replied. And so, reject him. Okay. Next one, see Robin agreeing, and a single rejection, vote for reject is enough, but of course it's better if we all agree. Anyway, let's move on. Adabhagat Malarappa Sudhakara, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that horribly as well. Mariam, did we ask for more information? Any reply?
My apologies. My computer is frozen. What name is that again?
The Indian with impossible name, Adabhagat Malarappa Sudhakara, or something to that effect.
Yes. So we have him here.
Ah,
that's his reply,
right,
on Adobe.
Okay. And he gives a LinkedIn account as well, but copying it from that Adobe is a bit hard. Can you cut and paste that to the chat, Mariam, the LinkedIn address? At least I can't get it from that Adobe PDF. Okay, about that apart from that extralinkedin.com, it seems to work. Looks like an academic of sorts. Director of Center for Information Science and Technology in University of Mysore. So opinions on Dr. Sudhakara Adabhagat Malrappa. Yes, from Robin, Joan, Monica. Yes, and yes, and I agree, he looks good. Approved, pending Monica, upon select later. Next, Claire Craig from Trinidad and Tobago. Miriam, any news about her? Reply. No response. So I guess in that case we'll reject. So send a rejection notice and with the usual caveat that if we are just missing a reply or something, we'll wait. Reconsider. Can always reapply. Next, Bryson Carmack from the United States. Mariam, any reply? Response? Okay, and not Freddie Manulang, but Bryson Carmack is the one we have now. So no response from him. Okay, then reject. Patrick Essien from Nigeria. Mariam, response from him. I'm sure if I'm counting your notes correctly, I presume that did I get it right that there is no for Patrick Essien either? Okay. Okay. When you type a no in there, please put a no to who, because I'm missing, losing count of how many no's there. Anyway, so Patrick Essien has not responded, so we, I presume, we reject him as well. Okay. Then is Freddy Manulang from Indonesia, and he has replied. I see that there's a response on the screen. Let's have a look. Sysadmin for Pandy. Okay, even though Pandy is organization for non-profit, that is actually doesn't quite fit our definition of non-commercial, but it says he also has some activities and some organizations for non-profit. And he did give his LinkedIn page as well. So opinions on Freddie Manulang. I seem to recall we did look at his LinkedIn page last time already and couldn't figure out what non-commercial interest he has, so now we have his explanation. Are we satisfied with that? That there is an extra non-commercial organization which website he lists there. Put it in the chat if you'd like to have a look, but unfortunately it's completely in the Bahasa Indonesia, as far as I can tell. Okay, thank you, Robin, for that translation there. Opinions on we should approve him? Anybody? If we want to ask for more information, we should, I think, be more specific about what we want to know. It is a bit, agree, it's a bit difficult to decide. It's sysadmin for Indonesia's internet domain. Registry operator. But he has some activities, some non-profit organization. So what else should we need to ask to clarify this? I guess the main concern would be that to be sure that his interest is not actually related to his work at Pandy, because if a Pandy is a registry operator, then that kind of concern would not belong to NCSG, but ISPC or something else. But if that's just where he works and his actual interest is something else, then that's a different matter. So we should ask him to explain his relation with Pandy and whether how that is actually relevant to his non-commercial interest. This may require a bit more drafting wood. Some of you feel like help Mariam draft a question. To make sure that we get the point right here that we'll have to understand. Okay, Joan. So Mariam, Joan has volunteered to help you on this one. The point here is to make sure that we get understanding of his interest is not related to his registry work. Okay, I see that the remaining... Have we actually gone through all of the pending ones now? Mariam, please correct if I'm wrong, but it seems that we have... Why am I not seeing them here anymore?
Yeah, that's correct.
So we have taken care of all pending individual applications.
We've not looked at Lado Vladimir.
Why don't I see him in the list here?
Good question. I can't see him there as well.
He was an individual, yes?
I'm just double checking that. Right, okay, I think I sent him this, I sent it to him on the 7th of April, and he replied 26th of April. So, I'm not sure.
Oh, it seems it's an organizational application. Am I getting it right? Yes, so it is. Okay, we'll get back to it later. He said that's an organizational, and I find it in the list of pending organizational applications. But let's look at the new organizational applicants first. So, organizations in category new. We have four of them. First is Center for Digital Creativity. And I note that this form is still not working correctly, that we don't have country, stated mission, and how funded and size are not displayed there. You can see them by clicking on the applicant name, but we'll have to fix that to get them in this. The first one, indeed, is the Center for Digital Creativity in the United States, a small organization funded by the Board of Directors. That's interesting. Oh, no, it's the country's Nigeria, correction. Language is preferred, U.S. English. And the website indeed doesn't work. I can't find it in the Whois database either, although that may have, that's not perfectly reliable. So, I think we had a policy of rejecting or requesting correction for those whose websites don't work. An organization must have a functional website. And if it gives something that doesn't work, then we'll have to ask. Maybe it's an error, but let's notify them that we need to get a functioning website and if that website contains all the information we need, that's all, but broken website is something we can't live with. Okay, next. Now the name is in French, but the application is Profeja. If I figure this out correctly, the name is something like Promotion for Women and Youth of Africa. Does their website work? Yes. Only in French, though. Yes, the Organization for the Promotion of African Women and Youth. And it's in Chad. Okay. So, funding by I'm Google translating that French description here. Membership dues, monthly contributions, reserves created by from surplus years, borrowing from members, investment income from membership cards, voluntary contributions from members, donations, bequests, and possible subsidies from state partners. That may also be a mistranslation, but that's what I get. And the mission... The mission that Profegia has set itself is to promote the social, economic, cultural, and human empowerment of women and young people by helping them to solve their problems for the creation of material and financial capacity building of the organization, national and local association, groups, cooperatives, NGOs, unions, etc., as well as their integration in public, private, national, or international organizations. Okay, that mission I see no problem with, but even if it's a bit French to me. Okay, I think Robin, you think, are you voting yes on Profeia? Joan, Monica, all yes. Okay, agreed. Let's approve them pending point select. Later, next. And Noah, or no to online abuse and harassment. In Barbados, funded by donations and grants, and the stated mission is to provide resources to victims of online bullying, stalking, revenge, pornography, or any other forms of cyber harassment, and to educate the Barbadian public about online abuse, its effect on our citizens, and how they can protect themselves. Opinions to Noah? That's true. They are using just the WordPress for their web.com website. So, besides our policy usually being that we want organizations to have a website, and if they don't have a domain name, it's strange to have what kind of interest they would have in their domain name policy. But shall we consider that the grounds for rejection? Joan would accept. And I think of their mission, it does seem a bit difficult to understand how they relate that to domain name policy. Ah, yes, Robin, you checked the charter, so I think that's clear enough. We'll have to reject them. Yeah, I thought there was something like that, but I didn't remember that. So good. Thank you, Robin, for looking that up. So we have to reject them. Explain that to them, rejection message, Mariam, that point that we, that Varshato explicitly requires that. Okay, one more. Information, Education and Analysis Center for Moldova. listening to How Funded. It was built in partnership with some Clony Javor Society and Linea Studio with support of Soros, Moldova Foundation, National Endowment for Democracy, and U.S. Embassy from Moldova. That's interesting funding. It's being maintained by members of Captus NGO. Our stated mission that was created with the implementation of the project Promotion of the Freedom of Expression by Civil Society from the Republic of Moldova and belongs to NGO Information Education and Analysis Center from Moldova Captus. Provides free of charge second level web page and emails to newly established NGOs from the Republic of Moldova. And their website at least works. Although I must confess I don't understand much of it. My Moldovan, which I guess is basically Romanian, is rather non-existent. Opinions on ONG Moldova. Information, Education and Analysis Center from Moldova. Okay, I see Robin says Moldova looks okay. I guess that's a yes vote. Joan, Monica. Okay, agree, it looks good enough to me as well, so we approve Information, Education and Analysis Center from Moldova, pending Ponsalat's opinion later. Okay, that was all for new organizations. Let's look at what we have pending. First one is the Internet Development Initiative, whose explanation reply we have on the screen. Can you scroll it a bit up, Miriam? Thank you. I'd like to know more about DNS. I'm going to engage globally and also develop this field in our country, help and support public and private sectors for the decisions on the DNS, because this field can develop on the right way. ID is a non-commercial organization. It is funding from projects in the form of grant from donor organizations like ISOC and so forth. Okay, opinions on Internet Development Initiative. From Georgia. Okay, Robin thinks IDE looks good. IDI. Sorry, John, Monica. Okay, let's approve IDE as well, pending points I left later. Lakota Light is the next. Mariam, did we get any response from them?
I probably know we didn't get a response from them.
Okay, I guess we'll reject them on that, those grounds then, as we have done to those who don't respond. And I don't see any particular reason to ask again or anything like that. But of course, again, in the rejection notice, they can apply again if there's something, if they want to. And the final one is Center for Digital Creativity. Did we get any response from them, Mariam?
That's the one for today, Tavani. The Nigerian one. That didn't have the URL working for the website.
Oh, yes. Why is it? Oh, yeah. Okay. It just jumped here already. All right. Yeah, there's a little oddity in the working of this. It changed its status there already, then it jumps to the pending list. Okay. So, yes. So we're done with the membership applications. And we have 10 minutes left before Robin had to go. I think we agreed on 90 minutes for this call. So let's take a quick look at the member rejection procedures. I looked at it a little, and there's still a number of comments there that haven't been resolved, and I actually added a few, but we might still decide it's good enough at this point to send it to the members for wider comments. What do you think? Shall we try to fix those remaining issues there, or just send it out to the discuss list? Okay, Robin, you want to speak? Please go ahead.
Can you hear me okay? This is Robin. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you at least. Please go ahead.
Great. Yeah, it looks like the comments that remain are kind of, you know, minor. Let's just things like, let's make this a longer period of time for responses and, you know, things like that that I think that are good, you know, things that I would agree with and are quick and easy things to sort of tidy up. And yeah, and it did seem like the other issues we were going to resolve through the election process. So it seems like this is really close. And if you like, so we have something that is in sort of a final form. I can just go through in the next, say, just 2 days or so over the weekend and resolve all the issues that are currently listed in the side, some of them that you typed in today. I think they're good comments, and, you know, we'll just take a few minutes to sort of add something in or add some time into the deadline time frames that would address the concerns. So that would be my suggestion, but I'm not wed to any particular way of handling this.
Thank you very much, everyone, for attending the call. Thank you. Christy, you may now stop the recording and disconnect all lines, please. Thank you very much for your time today. Goodbye.